بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still studying the chapter that deals with marriages or marriage. And the hadith that we have was narrated by Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her. And we will discuss more and more some of the details about what's permissible and what is not in marriage. So hadith number 305, who will read it for us? Yes, Akhi.
Narrated Habiba, daughter of Abu Sufyan, I said, O Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, marry my sister, the daughter of Abu Sufyan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you like that? I replied, yes. For even now, I am not your only wife, and no one I would like to share goodness with me more than my sister. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is not lawful for me. I said, we have heard that you want to marry the daughter of Abu Salama. He said, you mean the daughter of Salama? I said, yes. He said, even if she were not my stepdaughter, she would be unlawful for me to marry, as she is my foster niece. I and Abu Salama were suckled by Thuwaiba, so you should not offer me your daughters or your sisters in marriage.
And that is all what you have?
Narrated Ursa, Thuwaiba was the freed slave girl of Abu Lahab, whom he had manumitted. And then she suckled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Abu Lahab died, one of his relatives saw him in a dream in a very bad state and asked him, what have you encountered? Abu Lahab said, I have not found any rest since I have left you, except that I have been given water to drink in this space between his thumb and other fingers. And this is because of my manumitting Thuwaiba.
Okay. The hadith of Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, she actually went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Habiba, her name is Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. So her brother is Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, may Allah be pleased with them all. Abu Sufyan was one of the leaders of the Mushrikeen, but then accepted Islam on the year of Fath. And Habiba was one of the first to accept Islam. And she migrated to Abyssinia, where her husband rejected Islam and died. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married her and sent to her her dowry in Abyssinia, and her wali at the time was a Najashi, if I'm not mistaken. So she was beloved to the Prophet ﷺ because she was from a very noble family. And one day she came to the Prophet ﷺ and she asked him to marry her sister. And this is not a normal thing to ask. No one's wife would come to him and say, how about if you marry so-and-so? Because all wives would like to keep their husbands. She doesn't want another wife with her to share the man. So the Prophet was astonished by her request. And he said, do you want that? She said, yes. But then she clarified. She said, I don't want to let you go. Not that I don't love you or want you, because at the moment, I'm not the only wife. So it's not that you're mine alone. And I heard that you wanted to marry the daughter of Abu Salama. And the Prophet ﷺ wanted to make that clear. And he said, the daughter of Salama, my other wife, this is not something that is logical. And she said, yes, this is what we heard. Which means that Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, thought that although we know that the stepdaughter is not permissible for a man to marry, she thought that maybe this was an exception to the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is not acceptable. If she was not my stepdaughter, she's my foster niece, because her father, Abu Salama, and I are brothers through suckling. Who's the woman who suckled both of them? Thuwaiba. And Thuwaiba was a maid or a slave owned by his uncle, Abu Lahab, who died as a kafir. And we have the surah, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ And this was cursing him and saying that he and his wife are in hell. And this was way back in time. If any of the mushrik, of the idol worshippers, wanted to prove that the Quran was man-made, Abu Lahab would have easily said, okay, now I become Muslim. And if he said, I become Muslim, this means that the surah is not correct. But no one had ever done this. And this shows you that whatever is in the Quran is from Allah, the Almighty, and not man-made. So the Prophet is showing her, alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is not permissible. And from this hadith, we learn it is not permissible to marry a stepdaughter, and it's not permissible to marry niece, a foster niece. Okay, how would we know what is permissible and what is not? Where do we get this knowledge from? From the Quran. Is there a verse that says that we're not allowed to marry this and this and this? In Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, Allah says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِ وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ. To the end of the ayat, Allah is listing to us. So once you know these that you are not allowed to marry, you know those who are your mahram. So there are 7 that are mahram through what is known as kinship. And these 7 are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your sisters' daughters, niece, your brother's daughters, also niece, your aunts from your father's side, your aunts from your mother's side. These are the 7 that are forbidden for you as men to marry, and they are your permanent mahram, meaning that there's no way that they will become lawful for you to marry. They are permanently mahram. And through suckling, the same thing happens. So if a woman suckles a child and he's below 2 years of age, and he suckles 5 times from her or more, he becomes her son. So if a mother takes a child, any child, and she suckles him 5 times while he's below 2 years of age, under 24 months, and this makes him her child in or through suckling, this means that this mother becomes his mother, not through kinship, but rather through suckling. Her husband becomes his father automatically. Any offspring of his or her become his siblings, his brothers and sisters. Any woman the father marries becomes his stepmother, and so on. The uncles are his uncles, the brother of both. And likewise with all the rulings similar to the prohibited to marry in kinship, likewise in foster or through suckling. Now, through marriage, those who are forbidden for you to marry are 4. Through marriage, not kinship. And these are your stepdaughter, your stepmother. You cannot marry your wife's daughter. And you cannot marry your stepmother, which is the woman your father married. Okay? And you cannot marry your wife's mother as well. This is something that you cannot marry, and so on. These are what you are considered to be mahram for forever. For the daughters, there's a condition mentioned in the Quran, is that the marriage should be consummated. So if I marry a woman and she has a daughter, but the marriage is only a contract, we did not consummate the marriage, the daughter is still not related to me. I'm not her mahram. Once I consummate the marriage with her mother, she becomes what's known as rabiba. I cannot marry her forever. If I marry a woman on contract, but not consummated the marriage yet, her mother automatically becomes haram forever, whether before or after consummating the marriage. But the daughter, it is a separate issue. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is showing to us that you cannot marry your foster niece and you cannot marry your stepdaughter. Because Umm Salama, after her husband died, Abu Salama, may Allah be pleased with him, she had children, and the Prophet proposed to her, alayhi salatu wasalam, and she refused. She said, I'm an old woman, I have a lot of children, and I am extremely jealous. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm older than you, so your age is not a problem. And I will take care of your children. I will provide for them. And your jealousy, I will pray to Allah to take it away. And that is why Umm Salama was the wise of all of the Prophet's wives, because she did not have that jealousy. The others were fighting, and they were dividing into two groups, Aisha, Hafsa, against Zainab, may Allah be pleased with her, and the others, because they were trying to win the Prophet's heart throughout their daily lives, so they would have this sort of tension. Salama was always the one in the middle, because the Prophet ﷺ prayed for her, and Allah took away her jealousy in this case. So, to sum it up, seven are forbidden from what? From kinship. And seven are forbidden as well from suckling. And four are forbidden from marriage. And the four forbidden from marriage, the mothers of your wives or the daughters of your wife, and the wives of your father or the wives of your children, as mentioned with the conditions earlier. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.